From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN struggles to keep Syrian talks on track. Syrian government and opposition representatives were present in Geneva Monday, but were not yet fully participating in indirect negotiations. UN envoy Stéphane de Mistura met with the opposition for 2 hours before declaring the talks officially open.
We are starting officially the Geneva talks. We are actually listening with attention to the concerns of HNC, and we are going to tomorrow discuss and listen to the concerns of the government.
A spokesman for the main opposition group said Monday he had received a positive response from de Mistura on their demands to halt airstrikes and allow the flow of humanitarian aid to rebel-held areas. The Midwestern U.S. state of Iowa is starting the first political contest to pick Republican and Democratic presidential nominees. Iowa holds a series of meetings or caucuses at this hour that will be the first electoral test for the large number of candidates running. Donald Trump is believed to be the leading Republican.
To have a crowd like this on our final day, can you believe it? This is the day. This is the day we take our country back. Remember that.
Senator Ted Cruz is also one of the leaders.
I want to ask every one of you to come out tonight at 7 p.m. Caucus for us. Stand for us. Stand up and speak for us.
The top Democrats, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, are locked in a tight contest. Here is Senator Sanders.
Of course we want to win here in Iowa, but if we end up getting 2 delegates less than Hillary Clinton has, why is that the end of the world?
It may be hours before we know the results of the Iowa caucuses. The World Health Organization Monday declared the spread of the Zika virus to be a global public health emergency. That virus could infect as many as 4 million people. This is VOA News.